This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, said on Tuesday that the world needs a change of mentality when responding to humanitarian emergencies and the plight of all those suffering from forced displacement as a result of conflicts or disasters. He also said the main challenge arising from the first ever World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul was to put into action the promises made during the meeting. The Cardinal was leading the Holy See's delegation to the summit and was speaking to our correspondent there, Linda Bordoni.
I am happy because I was able to attend this meeting. As far as the result of the meeting are concerned, I think that this is precisely the challenge, how to put into practice, how to assume action in initiative following the lengthy discussion which has been held during the meeting. And I think this is the challenge for everybody. Then we will see. We hope and we wish that the summit will do it. And I think that the international community has the possibility and the capacity to do it. The important thing, as usual, is the political will.
The role of faith-based organizations has been much highlighted at the summit. You yourself have been involved in some of the events. Do you think this brings us a step forward as well?
Yes, I think that the awareness that the faith-based organization really they are supporting a great contribution, and sometimes they are the first which arrives in the places affected by conflicts or natural disaster, and sometimes are the last to leave the place. And because of that, I think that they are very appreciated, because they share with people their situation, and they are close to them, and they show to them this mercy and charity, which is the main character of the Church.
They're also what the summit calls for, putting humanity into the centre of humanitarian aid.
Yes, this was really one of the things that struck me, that we repeated many times, we heard many times this declaration that humanity is at the centre. An organization, I think that it was a business community. Humanity is our first business. We hope so, really. We hope so that maybe this is the change of mentality that we need, and that we hope it will be the result also of this meeting, just to put the person, but the concrete person, not the person in general, because sometimes we speak about, but the concrete, as the Pope says in his message, the child, the elderly, the woman, to put them at the first place and to serve them.
He also urged us to learn from those who suffer.
Yes, that was, I think, the main point of the message of the Holy Father, that we should learn from them. Otherwise, we are not able to change our mentality and to change our way of operating.
It was very clear to me that the Holy See has a lot of respect. People wanted to speak to you. You were invited into many of the events. What does this say?
Yes, because I think that the Holy See, I would like to say that, first of all, is the Pope. Pope Francis, really, I was able also to experience during these days how much is valued, is appreciated everywhere, and for his commitment, for his closeness. Really, I think that this is the reason why, first of all, the presence of the Holy See was very, very taken into consideration. But generally speaking, I think that really the Holy See is a voice of the moral conscience. I am saying this with great humility, but really it reminds to many things that is important to take into account in the solution of these questions. And then people is willing at least to listen. I don't know if to accept, but at least to listen, and is grateful to somebody who is just taking the part of the human person without any other interest.
I have spoken to people here from a lot of different religious denominations, and they all agree that Pope Francis is perhaps the only uncompromised world leader on the scene, and they all love him.
Yes, it's true. You are right. You are perfect right. And I was just surprised to hear from many people that I don't know, or that really they are impressed and moved by the Pope personality and the Pope's action.
That was the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, interviewed by Linda Bordoni.